WRFM 103.7. We love having this gentleman with us. It's John Fischetti, and we always learn something. Of course, this week, the good professor's actually going to let us know how and when we've learned something. Now, if you're watching this on the video, you can see that he's brought a pair of running shoes in. So, John, are you going to teach us how to run? Is that what we're doing today?
No, we'd have to leave the studio. We didn't come prepared for that, Mark.
That's probably about as far as we can do today, just the 5 metres up and back.
A little further.
We can.
No, I thought we'd talk about what does learning really mean, because a lot of times we're talking about it in the abstract, and I thought I'd bring a pair of shoes untied and just say, Mark, when did you learn how to tie your shoes?
My memory goes back to being before school, so let's say, four or five, somewhere in there.
Yeah, that's probably for most people. Now, did you attend a lecture at the university and take notes through a PowerPoint and then have an examination on tying shoes?
Did your
mom set you on the floor and teach you in an approach? Did you watch a video, although there wasn't as much YouTube back in the day? Did you just figure it out yourself? Well, how did you learn?
I was taught how to do it, and then it was a case of you just have to, it's something you do every day, so you have to keep doing it, and practice makes perfect, and you're off and running. Unfortunately, Velcro never really took off. I was kind of hoping that was going to be the
Velcro
savior.
Still, for little kids, might be the savior, but actually it doesn't do the proper tie. So did you learn how to make two, we call them bunny rabbit ears, and fold them across, or do you remember the technique you used?
The technique? No, it wasn't referred to as the bunny ears or anything like that. It was just, you do the knot first, and then you loop. Do the big loop around, and then you swoop around the loop.
Since that time, it sounds like there was some information and lots of practice. Mm. Since that time, have you had to go back and get a Cert 3 in shoe tying?
No.
So you learned it for a lifetime.
It's a one-off.
Can you think of other things that you've learned in your life that you learned for a lifetime that you didn't have to go back and repeat? And how much of what we learn in school actually is gone after the examination? And it's like, I know I had that in year 4 or 5 or 8. I just don't remember.
Mm.
And I think that's the dimension of, did we really learn it, or did we just get it memorized for the test? So memorization is a very small piece of learning. Obviously, it helps. 7 times 6 is 42, because I practiced that a lot when I was younger. But I have to do something with it. So the reason you never forgot how to tie your shoes is you did something with it every day. You practiced it, reinforced it, and when it didn't go well, if you fell over because your shoes came untied, hopefully the next time you tied them tighter or did a little double knot.
Because fast forward to today, I'm pretty lazy. When I have shoes on that actually have laces, I keep them tied up. And I know that's the wrong thing to do.
And slip them off your foot?
I do. Because I'm wearing boots today. There's just a zip on those. So.
Well, that's a little bit
very
of a lazy man's approach. So the curriculum is like that. We tend to cover a lot of curriculum, not go deep. And because we cover it shallowly, students tend to master it in a very short period of time, which means they actually didn't learn it. If we say learning for a lifetime, shouldn't we narrow the curriculum to 5 or 10 concepts in each of the key learning areas, really teach those powerfully rather than attempt to cover all of it? In math, the goal of the math teacher was to get to chapter 22 by the end of the year, whether or not we were with her. And she did it. She covered the curriculum. But in that, did we master it? Did we learn it for a lifetime?
Did we really cover it?
I think the debate that we have to have in New South Wales and around Australia and around the world is really deep understanding, deep learning on several key concepts in each of the areas and continue to build on those using multi-sensory and multimodal approaches, using the power of video, using the power of students guiding learning. And what I'd like to offer you that even with the shoe tying, I could now build on the learning that I shared earlier, build on top of what you already know. If you were going to start to walk a 5K and you were worried about your ankle, there's a way to use the actual eyelet. Most people don't actually use the bottom eyelet on their shoes.
The ones that's closest to your foot or your ankle, I don't use those.
Yeah, most people
either.
Leave it empty or do it wrong. If I had the extra time this morning, I'm showing those on the video right now. You take the lace, you tuck it through, you fold the lace over, and then you create an extra tight mitt. Extra lace that holds your ankle in. Doesn't put any more pressure on your foot, it just squeezes the ankle just enough, because a lot of people, when they start back walking or exercising, end up moving in their shoe, getting blisters, or worse, hurting their ankles, their Achilles, or their toes, because their toes are wobbling. So I could build on the prior knowledge of what you already know to another skill. I think that's the key concept of what really learning is, building on prior learning, giving students experience. And with just about 20 seconds more on this episode, I could teach you how to never have an ankle injury with your running shoe.
That's good, because I've had a few.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that. While you've been teaching telling us, you know, explaining all that, I'm looking, thinking, I think even I could get the hang of this very quickly.
We just need a little longer piece on your morning show.
We did. Maybe set me some homework for next week or something. We'll take a photo. Mate, John, thank you so much as always.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
And that is basically how we learn things, I guess, and as opposed to just memorising them. John Fischetti will be back next week. Next week he'll have his shoes actually on when he joins us next time around, not on the table. We get some Glen 20, please. Stinky shoes. 2NURFM 103.7.